5 years ago, Cloverdale became the last city in Sonoma County to adopt an urban growth boundary. That's a line around the city that defines and limits areas in which future development can happen. It was something that Sonoma County Conservation Action had long been pushing for, says Executive Director Dennis Rosati, but it didn't play out quite the way they expected.
When it came time for the city to place that urban growth boundary before voters, they included two fairly large land islands to the south of the existing town boundary, an industrial area, which they called an exception area, and the OSTI area. We felt like that was very bad planning for the future. These land islands are off on their own, and it's potentially creating urban or city infrastructure that's not contiguous to the existing infrastructure, which we feel promotes sprawl.
Cloverdale Mayor Carol Russell says the city needs additional industrial areas to retain and grow some of their existing businesses.
We have a wonderful employer here. They're very happy in the facility that they've got at the southern end of town, but they need more space. And so they've been renting space that was empty. I look at that situation and think, wow, if that was not available, would they be able to stay in Cloverdale? And the answer might very well be no, and that terrifies me.
She was somewhat ambivalent about the extension southward to include ASTI, but firmly behind a third expansion area to give the city control over 442 acres of lightly populated hillsides to their west.
I've seen too many beautiful hillsides explode with houses and, God, in one case, condominiums, and just destroy everything.
The whole package of changes was up for review earlier this month by the Sonoma County Local Area Formation Commission, the low-profile body that must approve changes in municipal boundaries. Interim Executive Officer Rich Bottarini says they were skeptical about the ASTI exception area.
Because of the distance between the existing city and ASTI, the commission said, no, the timing isn't right.
That's consistent, he added, with the recent trend statewide to disallow disconnected extensions of city boundaries, such as Santa Rosa's reach eastward to include Oakmont.
Since about 1980, those types of annexations of tentacles going out, they've really been discouraged in the state, and you don't see many projects like Oakmont occurring nowadays.
Mayor Russell says she was neither surprised nor unhappy about ASTI's exclusion.
I didn't really expect ASTI to be accepted. I am concerned because ASTI has what is called a K designation, which allows any number of interesting but not always appropriate uses. Had ASTI been included, we insisted that the only use there would be historical winery uses.
Conservation Action, however, was pleased to see ASTI taken out of consideration. And Rosati says they've endorsed the other expansion areas, particularly the western hillsides.
If a unit were to be built in the western hillside area, they would have to basically deed over development rights for the rest of their property to a land conservation group. Regarding the industrial area, we still think it's bad planning, but what LASCO actually did was set the bar fairly high in terms of what the city will have to do to annex that industrial area, which is good.
Preparing a detailed planning map for that area will be the city's next big planning-related task. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.